views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today our topic is Purity Inside, Paradise Outside. We're going to talk with Sister Shilu on our longing for paradise. The question is it possible to create paradise on earth? We all have an idea, memory, a longing for paradise. We have experienced moments, had glimpses of, or dreamed of paradise. So are we ready for paradise? So we're going to have a conversation today on the deep wisdom that gives us the key to recreating paradise on earth here and now. Sister Shilu is from Mount Abu, Rajasthan, India, and is a world-renowned expert in the Raja Yoga form of meditation. Sister Shilu is the director at the Academy for a Better World of the Brahma Kumaris World Spirituality University in Mount Abu. She is also national coordinator of the education wing, Raja Yoga Education and Research Foundation, which is also in Mount Abu. She regularly presents Raja Yoga and spiritual knowledge to groups of thousands of people at its several campuses. She was born in Bombay, which is now Mumbai, in 1948. Sister Shilu came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris in 1960 at the tender age of 16. Her deep interest in spirituality and inner life experiences led her to study Raja Yoga meditation, which gave her great concentration of mind and also increased the power of her intellect. She obtained her science graduation from Bombay University in 1969 and immediately dedicated her life in order to be an instrument for spiritual enlightenment in the society. From 1974 to 1976, she participated in founding several centers in Africa and Mauritius. Additionally, she's a broadcaster on television, trainer, interpreter, and a well-sought-after speaker. She's traveled extensively in over 70 countries across five continents, speaks fluent English, Hindi, and Sindhi, and is an expert interpreter of those languages. So welcome, Sister Shilu.
Thank you.
Yes, and so you are now visiting in the United States. How long are you going to be here?
Just two more days. I leave day after tomorrow for Canada, Vancouver.
Oh, okay. So actually, and we're recording this, so this is being aired in August. We're catching you when you're here in Seattle so that we can, and we'll be airing this show. People will be listening to it in August. Well, tell us about yourself. What is the story that led you to this life path of yours?
Well, I lost my father when I was very little, just a few days old. My mother was very much in spirituality. She was a very religious person. And she came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris when I was just 5 or 6 years old. So she used to we have many centers. She used to go there and also take me. So right from my childhood, I have been in contact with the Brahma Kumaris. But I continued my studies, my education. I completed my graduation. And then I said I should now dedicate my life to this spiritual cause. And that's what I did. So actually, it has been a spiritual journey throughout my life. I have never thought of any other worldly life. So it's interesting that how I'm so much in it that I feel this is my world. But I do travel a lot, and as we have centers in nearly 140 countries, so they invite me and they also come to India, and they invite me and I go to different countries every year. And this year I have come to USA, and then from here I go to Canada, and all the different cities of Canada, and then from there I fly straight to Colombia. I will be for 15 days in Canada and then another 15 days in Colombia and a few days in Panama, and then I fly back. So it will be nearly 36 days that I'll be out of India in this tour of the West.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so today you chose the topic of talking about paradise. And so let's talk about that. And is it, in your mind, a myth or is it a reality?
No, it's a reality. We think that paradise is definitely a reality because this world is like God's creation, and God is the bestower of happiness. So he creates a world of happiness, and that's what we call as paradise. So it's not a myth, it's a reality. But today it's hard to believe that because there's so much of sorrow and suffering, and therefore we think that this world has always been like that. But we actually believe that, no, this world, what we are seeing today or what the picture of it is today, is not the real world we should think of. It is a world of happiness, of love, of all the wonderful values we can think of. That's the real world, and that's called paradise.
Well, and you mentioned, like, yeah, there's a lot of suffering in the world, but there kind of always has been. And I'm thinking of, you know, we all sort of desire that paradise. And so let's talk about, you know, why do people seek that paradise? What is this longing for, really?
This longing for paradise is actually because the soul has all these qualities within. But then today the biggest obstacle is the body consciousness, which is coming in the way, and that is leading to all the evils in the society, in the world. But then aspiration of every soul is peace and love and happiness, because it's already in the soul. But today it is not able to experience it. That is why this desire is there to experience it once again, which the soul had it. And therefore this aspiration is there for paradise.
Well, what do you mean? Let's get into this body consciousness. You say that's one of the blocks to keep us from this being in paradise. What is the body consciousness?
Body conscious is a very big block in the sense that with the physical identity, you know, when I have some talents, I have some good attainments, I become so proud of it that leads to ego. It leads to so many, weaknesses of the mind. It can lead to jealousy, hatred, you know, so many other things, competition. And that's giving all the sorrow in the world. So when we say body consciousness, means whatever achievements I've had, if we have the ego of all that, that's like body consciousness.
Well, and you're talking about achievements, and there is also a sense of, how does that fit in with self-esteem, of feeling good about the achievements that we've had?
Yeah. One is self-esteem, and the other is ego. Mm-hmm. You know, self-esteem, self-respect is beautiful. But then when I have the ego of that, then I start comparing. I start saying, I am better than you. Or sometimes if somebody is good, I say, oh, I'm not so good. So this comparison actually will either lower my self-esteem or it will uplift my self-esteem. Yes, but then self-esteem is good. But then when that leads to an ego that I am the best of all, no one can be like me, I can do everything, the others are no good, I am everything. So this I consciousness, that is the ego. And that leads to a lot of sorrow ultimately, because nobody likes an egoistic person. Everybody loves a humble person, a good person, a benevolent person, you know, an altruistic person, not the one who's selfish, who is self-centered, who is just speaking only about him and nothing else, and he thinks nobody else is worth anything, I'm the only one. So people don't like such type of people. So this is why that's called ego and that's called body consciousness, consciousness of just the self, very arrogant, yeah.
Yes, and what you're talking about of being not being in that place of ego is so, allowing yourself to be humble about yourself.
So we call that soul conscious. That is the one who is aware of his true identity of peace and love and happiness. Because that's why we're all in this world. We're in this world to share all these qualities.
Yes. Okay, and we'll have to... Sister Sheila, I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Come back and talk about that after our break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Sister Shilu from Mount Abu in Rajasthan, India today. And we've been talking about paradise and having this longing. So, Sister Shilu, you were just talking about the soul conscious, understanding and knowing our true identities. So share a little bit more about that. How do we find our true identity?
So in order to find that true identity, we have to actually look within, search within. See, this physical body is like an outer covering. But the true me is something which is eternal, which is immortal, which is imperishable, which existed even before the body came into existence. And it will continue to exist even after the body perishes. That's the true me. When I say that I'm God's child, so God is eternal, immortal, imperishable. So I too am immortal, imperishable, eternal as the child of the Supreme. So that is the true me, because this physical body is not imperishable. And we sometimes compare it to a costume, like you keep changing costumes. So too is body like a perishable costume. But I am that true actor, and Shakespeare too said, this world is a stage, and we are all actors playing our respective roles. So who is the actor, and who is playing the role? The body is only a costume, but the actor, or the one who is playing the role, wearing this costume of the body, is actually a spiritual being. It is a soul, which is the true me. So once I become aware of the true me, then I can become soul conscious, which is actually being aware of that true me as an embodiment of peace and love and happiness. Because this is what we aspire for. This is what we want to share with others. And because we have it and we can share it, but today that external covering of body consciousness has come in the way. It's just like, you know, a live wire is there. But then if there is a rubber, then that wire, it has a bad conductor and which does not allow the current to flow. So too, this body consciousness is like that rubber or the bad conductor, which does not allow the inflow or the outflow of that energy of love and peace and happiness. So we say this is what we have to remove in order to experience that or to share that with others once again.
I like your analogy of our body is a costume. And, you know, sometimes we don't like our costume sometimes, you know, and yet there's a reason we're in this costume, we're in this body, and there's lessons there for all of us that, you know, I don't think anybody, I can't imagine there's anybody in the world that is 100% in love with their body, because there's always some part of us.
So we say, I'm a spiritual being in this body. It's not the other way around, that I am this body having a spiritual entity in me, no. But I am that spiritual entity in this physical body. That's how we analyze it.
Yes. And so, and our title today was about purity inside. So let's talk about, because I think this is what you're talking about, you know, the soul, the true you. And how do we, just give us understanding of this purity inside, what that means for us.
So purity inside means having very elevated thoughts in the mind. You know, because of the body consciousness, the ego, sometimes our thoughts are very mundane. They are very limited. They are very much leading to that, you know, greed and the selfishness. But once I have think of the purity inside and I feel that I am that pure being, then I manifest myself in that way. My thoughts, my words, my actions, my feelings, my vision, my attitude, all that becomes so pure. You know, it is like something so clean, something so transparent. Inside out, everything is very real. There is no hiding anything, no trying to be afraid of anything, not trying to really say something and do something else. But inside out is extremely the same and pure, just like water. You can see inside too, and you can see outside too. So it is like that. Very clean and transparent, and that's what we call as purity inside.
I love that, that analogy of water.
And when there is purity inside, then automatically there is paradise outside. This is what we try to explain.
Yeah.
If I am peaceful at heart, then I'm able to share peace with others. If I am not peaceful myself, I can't share peace with anybody else. If I'm happy inside, I can share that happiness with others. And the beauty of these virtues is that the more you share with others through your thoughts, words, actions, the more you experience them. You know, it is like unlimited experience of these things. So we feel that, yes, it is because of the purity inside, there is paradise outside. And that was a world in which this existed and everybody experienced that, which we have lost today. It's like paradise lost. But then paradise can be regained. We can experience that once again, because after all, this is the creation of the Supreme, of God. And so why can't we experience that again? This world is not just a world of sorrow and suffering. We say, no, this world is a world of happiness and peace.
When you say there was a world before that we've lost that, when, what are you speaking of, and when in our world was this the true nature of our experiences here?
Yeah, for that we say that actually this world was neither created nor does it ever get destroyed. You know, nature or matter is eternal. Like soul is also eternal. The Supreme Soul is eternal. We are all eternal beings. Nothing is ever created from nothing. Something will come from something. Just like we believe that non-living cannot lead to living. Living must come from living itself. You know, so if living comes from living, that means this living has already always existed. It's not that it is coming from nowhere. And that living, the eternal, the true conscient energy, that's what we call as the soul. So I am that conscient, sentient, spiritual energy, an embodiment of peace and love, and I came in this world to share that peace and love with all. This is the awareness. And as I am in this world, this world is a true paradise in which I'm able to share. But gradually, how the changes have come, because I have forgotten myself. This is why even the greatest of philosophers, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, they said, know thyself, know thyself. So sometimes the question comes, don't I know myself? Surely I don't know myself. This is why this question has been coming down since ages. Know thyself. So knowing myself means knowing my true identity as an embodiment of all these qualities. But today, because of that body consciousness, I feel I don't have them, and therefore I'm trying to acquire them from outside, for which I don't have to. It's within me. And when I understand it's within me, it is that purity within me. And then it's within, even without, even outside, I can experience it. That's what the phrase is. Purity inside and paradise outside.
Yes, and I love your analogy. When you say water, you know, you can see inside and outside. And I think the world is asking for transparency, and a lot of why things are being exposed. You know, a lot of things happening in the world, I see, is for exposure, so that we can have this transparency, that the inside reflects the outside. And like you said, we tend to go outside, look outside for ourselves. That's that ego, that body consciousness is looking outside of ourselves, And when we start from, yes. What I'm hearing you say is when we start from inside ourselves, so, it becomes transparent outside.
So what the difficulty now is that we try to go from outside in. Actually, it should be from inside, you know. Whatever I see outside, I take that in, and I think that is right. But if I go inside, and from inside, which is a true me, I'm able to reflect that outside, then I can make this world a better world.
Yeah, so true.
Yes.
I was just thinking. I thought you were going to say something. And so that's how that's what you're saying, and how to recreate paradise, and almost everybody I have in the show, it's all about looking inside yourselves, and that's where you're going to find your true identity. We tend to fight it. We tend to even hide it from ourselves, because sometimes that's dealing with our shame and dealing with our feelings that we don't like, all those things that get in the way of knowing ourselves.
So sometimes, you know, when something else is inside and something else is outside, we feel really very guilty sometimes, you know. It's like that guilty consciousness comes, that why am I not able to express what is inside me? Why am I hiding it? Why am I not experiencing it myself, which I already have? So that feel of guilt comes. Actually, it should be a feeling of happiness, not guilt. Because if I'm able to share what is within, then I can experience a true happiness. But now there's guilt, because what I'm seeing outside, that's what I think is inside, which is not true.
Yes. Okay, well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Sister Shilu.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Sister Shilu. She's from Mount Abu in Rajasthan, India, visiting us. And we're talking about purity and paradise and finding that place within ourselves so that we can get our world out there to reflect that paradise to us. So one of the things I want to ask you about, because my show is about women, at how, at, so let's talk about empowering women, how women today can be empowered. And it's obvious to me that you're very empowered women. You have accomplished a lot and are, you know, on your path. And so what is your take on how women are today and how they can be more empowered?
Yeah, women can be empowered a great deal. And if women are empowered, they can really make this world a paradise once again, because a woman has that quality, you know, that determination inside, the aim inside. So if she has that determination and the aim, then nothing is impossible in this world. So a woman has it, and she has to just reveal it, and it will be possible. And therefore we say that a woman can be empowered. First of all, it should come in the mind that I am a powerful being. You know, just when we say it, she has to be empowered, it's not something physical. It's again inside. So it comes inside by that determined thought. Not that I want to become or I have to become, but I am. You know, it's the difference, the shift in the paradigm. It's a paradigm shift that I am. Not I want to or I have to. Because I want, I have to, maybe it is like some reluctance. Or I want to is like a big desire. But then I am. So that gives me that feeling that I don't have to go for it outside. I don't have to ask anyone. I don't have to beg it from anyone. I don't need it from anybody else. But I am already that. So when I am that, I have to just express it or reveal it through my thoughts, my words and actions. So this is a change we have to bring in ourselves. It's not I don't, I need it, but I am. So this is
Yeah, so true, I am. Well, you have traveled to many countries and many continents, so I'm sure you see a lot of different cultural differences. Women from different cultures, how do you see that? And like, you know, we hear a lot about in India of women not, you know, kind of being second class citizens and other countries too. So how do you find it different in different parts of the world?
Yeah, I think it's the same situation nearly everywhere in the world, because women do not have that idea that they already are. They think that they need to, they have to, they must, you know, and therefore they are like struggling for it. But we say don't struggle for it, don't ask for it, don't demand it, you are that. So it's all in your mind, you know, it is said as you think, so you become. If you think you are very weak, then you can never experience the strength. But if you think you are strong, then you're not weak. You know, it's all in the mind. So if it is in the mind, then we have to experience that through the mind only. We can't experience it otherwise. We can't experience what others tell us. But we have to create those thoughts in order to experience them. Even if others tell us and we don't maybe want to accept or we don't want to believe. So it's our belief system which is really making us weak. But if we can change this belief, then we are strong. Because the determination power also has to come from within. The willpower is within. It is there. It's not that I don't have it. I have it. So once I feel that, yes, I have it and I can, I am that, so the determination will come from inside. You know, this is how we take it.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying you're not seeing much difference in different countries that women, you know, we've had a lot of women.
I think it's nearly the same.
Same.
Because even if in some countries, if women feel they are empowered, but somewhere inside they feel they are not.
Mm-hmm.
They are being overpowered by men. This is what they feel.
Yeah.
And also men, I don't think they could always feel that, yes, that women are empowered. They really sometimes don't want. They think they are the powerful ones. And therefore, women are always suppressed or always like subdued. And that is why it's so difficult until a woman herself comes up and says, I am. Otherwise, she's always, like, suppressed, and that's what she feels, and then she becomes that. So this is when you talk about women empowerment. We have to understand or make the women understand that they don't need to be empowered from outside. They have to change their consciousness if they really want to feel empowered. And this empowerment is not something physical. You know, the power is not just physical. Power is very spiritual, like the power of tolerance, the power of patience, the power of humility, all that is power, you know. It's very easy to fight back. It's very easy to, speak ill words. But it is very difficult sometimes to not react and be patient within and feel the peace within in spite of all so much of, stress outside. But not to take in, that is the real power. And this is what a woman has and she can experience. But if she has to just change her consciousness, that's all.
Yeah, and it is on the inside. And it's about, there's some aspect that we're, some women, there's that feeling of, well, waiting to be given the power, waiting for men to acknowledge that women are equal. And it's like, no, it's up to us to say we're equal.
Yeah, well, we don't want that men should acknowledge. We don't need it. We already have it. So I know what I have. So why should I need acknowledgement whether I have it or not?
Well, I think that's a very woman's thing to do is to want that acknowledgement, instead of we need to acknowledge ourselves. And again, it's looking outside ourselves for, to be seen, to be acknowledged from others gives us that sense of we're powerful when, again, it's coming from the outside.
Yeah, again, it's coming from the outside. So that which is expectation or wanting to come from outside will never be experienced. But it's not going to come from outside.
No. So, and that
is... It doesn't come from outside. We think that, it's impossible.
Yes. And so is there any other wisdom you can give us for how we can end gender discrimination?
So... in order to overcome this gender discrimination, what we advise or what we say, that see everyone as a spiritual being. It's not that, I'm empowered and the man is not empowered. Even man is empowered. We're all equal. We're all spiritually equal. Physically, we are not equal. Nobody is physically equal. Even two people are not physically equal. Each one is different, But then spiritually, we are all equal. So if I take it in that spiritual angle, then whether it's a man or a woman, this physical body is only like a costume. So someone wears a man's costume, somebody wears a woman's costume. But then the power is the same in both. So when I see each one as equal, then there's no question of I need to be empowered. I am also empowered. So when I see everyone as a spiritual being, whether a man or a woman, just this change of costume only, a different costume. So this consciousness shift will enable me to see everyone equally. And there won't be the question of I need to be empowered, I need the power. And when I am aware of my true power and I see the other one also in that powerful stage and we are equal, then there is no discrimination whatsoever. And also the other one will not feel that so-and-so is a second-class citizen or I am better or I am higher, It's neither that I am greater and somebody is lower or I am lower and somebody is greater or higher. So we are all equal. Now this equality consciousness is a must again in the world today. And that will come when each one becomes aware of it. And even if a man thinks I am higher, but if he is able to change his consciousness and think that, no, even the woman is high, so we are equal. So that equality, let it not be someone low or someone high. We're all alike. And as children of one father, just like parents, they see the children all alike. They want to give love to everyone alike. So they see everyone alike, and that's what we have to see ourselves as our Father, the Supreme God is seeing us as alike. But we have brought this discrimination. It's not in the eyes of God. It's in our own eyes that the discrimination has been brought. But I cannot expect the other one to not discriminate or not see me in that form. I have to see myself in that form, and then I can enable the other one to see me in that form too. So this is what it is. You know what the greatest problem today is? I expect the other one to change. I expect the other one to see me in a different way. But I don't see it myself. And when I start seeing it myself, the other one will do. So it all has to come from inside out.
That's so wise.
Outside in.
Yes, yes. Well, and that's also going to play into the racial discrimination and there's a lot of exposure on that. And so, but we need to take a break right now, and we'll come back and talk more with Sister Shilu.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Sister Shilu today. We were just talking about women empowering themselves and everything. The whole talk this afternoon is on coming from within. Everything's from within, and then the world reflects back to us you know, and that's how we create the paradise. So it's purity inside and paradise outside. And so that's what we've been discussing, whether it's empowering women or racial discrimination. And so is there anything that you want to add about how we can eliminate the racial issues in our world?
Yes, we can eliminate the racial discrimination by seeing each other as spiritual beings. Now this discrimination of races is there because I see someone as black, someone as white, someone as this and that. But then when I see each one as a spiritual being, I see that all are alike. Again, very, very important to see each one as a spiritual being. And I see myself also as a spiritual being. Then I can see everyone alike me. You know, it's like I am a peaceful being, and therefore the other one is also a peaceful being. And all want peace. It's not that only one race of people want peace and the other race does not want peace. It's not like that. I want happiness and everybody else wants happiness. I need love. Another one also needs love. It's not that only I need it or I have it or I want it. No, I have it and the other one also has it. So when I say this, then I'm able to discriminate. I'm able to eliminate this racial discrimination. That's what we say. So in order to eliminate the racial discrimination, we have to remove this consciousness of the physical I. And once that is removed, there's no question of racial discrimination at all, because we are all one. We are all creation of one supreme being. We all are embodiments of peace and love and happiness. And we have to share that with everyone. That's why we have come in this world. This is a wonderful consciousness. And if I think of that, where is the disunity? Where is the difference? There's no difference at all. It is we who have created all this discrimination. It's not in the eyes of God. It's we who have created all the walls and the barriers and the distinctions, the differences. Now, as we have created them, we have to finish them. Only then paradise can come back in this world.
And so what you're talking about is uniting humanity. And, you know, most of our wars are around religious differences. And so, you know, everybody takes their stance of my religion is right.
Yes. So each one thinks that mine is right. And the other ones is not right. So when I say mine is right, automatically it means that the other ones is not right. But when it is said, I am right and you are also right. I am good, you are also good. You know, there are four aspects of attitude. One is I am good and you are no good. The other is I am no good, you are good. The third is I am no good, you are also no good. You know, it's like that. And the fourth is I am good and you are also good. See the difference?
Oh, yeah.
And I say, I am good and you are no good, again, that ego will come. The superiority complex will come. When I say, I am no good and you are good, then the inferiority complex will come. Then I am no good and you're also no good. Then no one is good. Then where is the goodness going to come from? But I am good and you are good too. And that will eliminate all the discriminations in the world which we are experiencing today. Only then humanity can be united.
Yeah, and I was thinking as you were saying that is, let's see, it's like looking through, that's how we look at the world, with the lens that we look through at the world.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This lens that, and we all have this, you know, we probably have done all four at different times in our life or at different experiences. And you know, when we have that feeling, when we're in that place of I am good and you're good, how good that feels.
Yes, it really feels very good, doesn't it? When I see that you are also good as I am. So when we both are good, then we love each other, we appreciate each other, we accept each other, or the highest, we admire each other, and then this world can become a paradise once again.
Yes, wouldn't that be nice? Well, it's Yeah. And it's something. Do you have hope for this? I mean, you know, we see so much of this not happening in the world. What is your say on how hopeful you are of the world ever coming to this place that everybody has that I am good, you are good?
Yeah, I mean, it can happen again. This can happen if we are able to change our outlook. But I cannot say that the other one should change first. I should change first.
Mm.
You know, it's like in a family, even if one is not good, then the whole family is disturbed. But if one is good, then that one will help the others also to become good. So let me start with myself. That's what we tell everybody. You know, so when we say that I have to change first and then I can change the world, people say, okay, by my changing, how will the world change? You say, why not? You try. You change first and see how the magic happens. Your family will be changed and your society will be changed and everybody will change. But you have that determination within you that I have to change first. It's very strange that people do talk about change, but when it comes to their own change, they don't want to change. You know, that's the pity. This one should change, he should change in this way, that one should change, this should change, but I should change this, they don't want to accept, you know. There again, the ego comes in the way. So only when I'm able to give up this ego by going inside, and I see my own weaknesses, my own drawbacks, and I have that determined thought that, yes, I'm going to change, then that change will come. So, you know, Mahatma Gandhi in India, how he also said that we have to be the change to see the change in the world. We have to be the change. I must be the change to see the change. So self-transformation leads to world transformation. It's not that world transformation will lead to self-transformation. It starts from the self. It's like each drop will make the ocean. So if we want world peace, if we want happiness in the world, if we want love in the world, I have to give. And the beauty of all this is I have it. You know, some say I want to give, but I don't have it. You say, no, that's wrong. You have to change the thinking. Don't think that I want it and I don't have it. No, you have it and you should give it. For example, I may say, I want love. I want love. Actually, you can't ask for love. You have to give love. You can ask, but how to give love? By becoming aware that I am an embodiment of love. So I don't need love from outside. I don't have to beg for love. I don't have to beg for peace. I am that. And that comes only by having the awareness that I'm a spiritual being. Because there's physical consciousness, I may say that I don't have it, I need it, I want it and all, then I'll be like begging. But once I'm aware that I'm a spiritual being, then I have all this. And that I have to share with others. Others are also the same. And the beauty, as I said, is the more I share, the more I experience, and this can go on, and I can make the whole world a paradise. So each
yep.
drop leads to an ocean. It's not the ocean leads to a drop.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your words of wisdom today, Sister Shilu. So glad to have you on the show.
I was mentioning about our website. So the website is www.brahmakumaris.org www.brahmakumaris.org. In that,
okay.
You will get all the information.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so it was great to have you on the show. This is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation. It's the end of August, and I just want to give a last shout out for anyone who's missed the opportunity to apply to be at the 24th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference to give a workshop. Please email us wow@womenofwisdom.org, and you can perhaps squeak in our last deadline of accepting any proposals. And also, please take a look at our womanofwisdom.org website of all the events that are happening. And also my book, it's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. I'd love for you to check out the book. It's many expressions of the divine feminine, art and poetry and stories and writings from our presenters. So also a last, you can still register for our Circle Leadership Training. It's October 1st through the 4th in Gold Bar, Washington, along a lovely river up and near the mountains. Again, just email wow@womanofwisdom.org to find out more information. So everybody, I hope you all have a great weekend and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.